This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Pat Bodner. This week on our show, a new combination drug treatment for tuberculosis.
A big year for baby pandas.
And the mystery animal of Borneo.
A new drug combination could help reduce the time needed to treat people infected with tuberculosis. Reports say it could expand the number of patients receiving treatment and save millions of lives. Researchers announced the findings last month at the InterScience Conference on Antimicrobial Agents and Chemotherapy in Washington, D.C. The new drug combination is supported by the World Health Organization, an agency of the United Nations. Tuberculosis is a bacterial infection. TB usually attacks the lungs, but can affect any organ in the body. Most people infected with the bacteria never develop active TB. Those who do often have weakened defense systems. People with active cases of the disease spread the bacteria through the air when they cough or sneeze. One-third of the world's population is infected with Mycobacterium tuberculosis. About 8 million new cases develop each year. Tuberculosis can be deadly. Each year, about 2 million people die of the disease. TB is the leading cause of death for people infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. A bad cough that lasts for weeks can be a sign of tuberculosis. Other possible signs include a pain in the chest, coughing up blood, weakness, weight loss, and high body temperature.
The World Health Organization advises patients to take a combination of four drugs to treat tuberculosis. These four antibiotics must be taken for about 6 months to cure the disease. Some people, however, take the drugs only until they feel better. Discontinuing treatment is a mistake. The bacteria can develop resistance to the antibiotics if people do not follow the directions. Finding ways to shorten the length of treatment has been a goal of the Stop TB Partnership. This public health campaign was established in 2000.
In the new study, the South African Medical Research Council tested patients infected with tuberculosis in the lungs. Some also had HIV infections. The researchers replaced one of the four drugs in the combination currently used to treat TB. They replaced ethambutol with a drug called gadafloxacin. The scientists reported that the new combination with gadafloxacin can successfully treat TB in 4 months. They say ethambutol could also be replaced with another drug, moxifloxacin. Further tests are planned to learn if the new 4-month treatment is just as effective as the current 6-month treatment. The tests will take place in Benin, Guinea, Kenya, Senegal, and South Africa.
You are listening to Science in the News in VOA Special English from Washington. China says 2005 was a very successful year for its panda reproduction programs. A record-breaking year, in fact. Chinese officials say 21 of the 25 baby pandas born in China last year survived. The Xinhua News Agency says 12 cubs were born in captivity in 2004, and 9 of them survived.
16 of the surviving cubs last year came from 11 births. The rare animals are at the Wolong Giant Panda Breeding and Research Center in Sichuan Province. The other 5 are in the care of research centers in the cities of Chengdu and Luguantai and the Beijing Zoo. Experts say giant pandas in captivity rarely show a natural interest in mating. As a result, pandas born in zoos and research centers are almost always the result of artificial insemination. This is where reproductive fluid from the male is placed inside the female. Researchers have used this method with giant pandas in China since the 1960s, but it took years to improve the process. Among female pandas, the right conditions for pregnancy happen only a few days each year. China says it now has 183 giant pandas in captivity. China's Ministry of Forestry and the International Wildlife Group WWF say about 1,600 giant pandas are left in the wild.
More than 20 pandas live in zoos in the United States, Japan, Germany, Austria, and Thailand. In the United States, zoos in San Diego and Washington, D.C. had panda births last year. At the National Zoo in Washington, Tai Shan turned 6 months old last week. Tai Shan has lived longer than any other panda born at the National Zoo. His parents arrived in the United States in 2000. They had been born through the reproduction program at Wolong. American zoos with pandas on loan from China pay $1 million a year for the animals. Tai Shan is expected to be sent to China when he is 2 years old. He will enter a panda reproduction program. His parents, Mei Sheng and Tian Tian, are to be returned to China in 2010.
Wildlife researchers have released 2 pictures of a mysterious animal on the island of Borneo. Indonesia shares the island with Malaysia and Brunei. The animal is about the size of a house cat. It has dark red hair and a long tail. It also has small ears and large back legs. Scientists believe the animal may be a meat eater. If so, it would be the first new kind of carnivore found on Borneo in more than 100 years. The scientists hope to confirm the animal's identity by catching one. Stefan Wolfrat of the Netherlands is supervising studies of the animal for WWF, formerly known as the World Wildlife Fund. Mr. Wolfrat says local people on Borneo, who saw the pictures, said they had never seen the animal before. The Dutch biologist says several local wildlife experts had the same reaction. Some thought it looked like a lemur, but he says most thought it was a new species of carnivore. WWF researchers say the creature could be a new kind of marten or civet cat, or a completely new species. The pictures were made when the animal entered a camera trap. The camera was in a rainforest in Kayan Mentarong National Park on the Indonesian side of Borneo.
WWF also reported that large areas of forest in Borneo are being cleared to produce rubber, palm oil, and wood products. The group says the animal might remain a mystery forever if its home is not protected. It says it is working to get Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei to protect an especially valuable part of the island from development. The area is known as the heart of Borneo. The land includes almost 21 million hectares of rainforest. WWF says protecting the heart of Borneo would help both wildlife and people. The group reported in April that at least 361 new kinds of animals were discovered on the island in recent years. The discoveries took place between 1994 and 2004. The report also said there are probably thousands of new plants and animals still to be found. Only on Borneo and on the Indonesian island of Sumatra do orangutans, elephants, and rhinoceros live together. All of them are in danger of disappearing. Other threatened animals on Borneo include clouded leopards, sun bears, and Bornean gibbons. The Bornean gibbon is a small ape that lives only on that island.
If you have a question about science, we might be able to answer it on our program. Send it to special@voanews.com and be sure to include your name and where you are from. Or write to VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. Please understand that we cannot answer questions personally. Science in the News was written by Cynthia Kirk, Gerilyn Watson, and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm Pat Bodner. Internet users can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for more news about science in Special English on the Voice of America.